was
film evaluation, games played, production so far through the preseason camp and OTAs.
Why the decision to keep one three outside linebacker?
Special teams. That's any backup spot we had in our team is all the value of special teams and where are those guys going to play. So if you're going to be a backup player here, you got to play on teams. So that's where that is. You know, right now I think at our outside linebacker spot we had a lot of rush guys, not a lot of drop guys. The one drop guy we have is Connor Barwin. So, you know, to keep a third rush guy, we kept Vinny. You know, we kind of look at Vinny, he could play in that spot for us if possible, but to keep another rush guy that's not contributing on teams just wasn't going to help us, when you, especially when you get to 46. So.
Could any of the outside guys move?
Yeah, and we'll cross-train them. You know, we'll cross-train Casey out there a little bit just in case when you're at 46 in a game, you better have some versatility so that if somebody like Connor were to go down, you still have another guy who's a drop-type guy. So.
The fact that you're a little lighter on outside linebacker, is that any indication that you're not quite as close to 3-4, 2-gap 3-4 as you hope to get at this point?
No, it's just what's available. You know, so you got to go with what it is. So we kept 5 inside linebackers. We want to keep 8 linebackers. We kept 5 inside and 3 outside, so.
How close was the Alan Wolf coming? It was Earl. Really,
yeah, Earl's pushing. Yeah, you know, Earl's pushing, and he'll play. You know, it's just, but right now Nate's a little bit ahead of him. So
he'll play on special teams, or
no? He'll play. He'll play at safety too.
Okay.
So no, just we just got to get him in the game. But it's not a special package where, you know, we have an Earl Wolf defense. It's
so
you know he's gonna go out there and play safety. Yeah.
Okay. You plan on rotating him sort of like you did in the preseason at all?
No, we're just gonna play him. So. I don't know the exact rotation. It's not a set thing, but we know we got to get Earl in at safety. So,
the overall feeling for you this first week of the first season for you, how do you approach it? How excited are you? How do you temper it?
It's our first game, and we're excited. There's an energy around here. Our players are excited. Our staff's excited, and can't get ready to get, you know, got to get a lot of good work in this week from a prepared standpoint. But
what for you personally, though? I mean, you've worked a long time.
I'm giddy. Can you tell?
I'm the resident being there quite a bit last year for Robert. How comfortable is it to what you saw at the college level, some of the concepts of
the I mean, they do some things that are comparable, but, you know, they ran the pistol, which we saw when we played Nevada, but, you know, not many people did that. So there weren't a lot of people running that offense at the college level either. So.
How much input does Michael Vick have into the offensive game plan this week?
Mike, I mean, we don't consult with Mike on what we do, but we always talk to all our quarterbacks. We did it through the whole preseason. What do they like? What do they like on third down? You know, what would you call in those situations? Because I think part of us making decisions on what we're going to do is what they feel comfortable doing, you know, because none of us on the coaching staff are playing the game. So we talk to our quarterbacks all the time, but Mike's not in there game planning with us. So.
Chip, it's been a while since you've been an underdog in a game. What is that kind of like? I mean, it's
We don't pay attention to that, so I don't. I've never looked at we were the favorite or we were the underdog. I've never, you know, I don't go in there and telling our guys what the point spread is before the game. I don't think that has nothing to do with, I don't think any player's mindset is like that. So, I mean, our coaching staff's mindset's not like that. So,
Matt Barkley will run your scout team and be the quarterback, right?
Yep.
Okay, who will you have? A guy?
Matt and Nick will. And you know, we'll rotate those guys. So.
Do you have a guy that you'll use to kind of simulate RG3 or any type of running quarterback?
No, but our guys see it all the time, and we do ones versus ones, so they're going to get a chance to see our one defense will go against Mike, so they'll get a chance to see Mike in those situations. So we do a lot of work on our in Wednesday and Thursday, ones versus ones, so they'll get a chance to see it a little bit from that standpoint. I think that'll help us a little bit this week.
What do you expect from RG?
About preparing the defense?
Is he preparing for who RG3 was, for who you think RG3 is now, for, you know, that kind of stuff?
I think we got to prepare for what we've seen on film. You know, if we start trying to dream up, you know, what we predict we think he may be, I think we're going to, you know, fool ourselves. If I was him and we had this, we should do this. And, you know, what they ran on tape and what we've seen out of him, he's obviously a extremely dangerous person, you know, with the ball in his hands, both throwing it and running it, and we got to prepare for that. So.
Do you think Michael Vick is still a franchise quarterback?
I don't know what the term franchise is. I know he's the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and if that's a franchise, then the answer is yes.
Chip, does Mike Vick have to be prepared for extra hits because apparently the league allows you to take shots at the quarterbacks when they're faking a run the other way? I mean,
yeah, but I think any quarterback has to be prepared for hits if they're carrying out fakes. That's just the way the rule is in the game. So whether I handed it off and was carrying out a bootleg fake, the way the rule is, you know, those guys have to make sure that they're aware of that they can be hit. So we've talked to Mike about that, and we didn't see anything in the preseason that would make us nervous about guys just teeing off on a guy that doesn't have a ball in his hand. So
if the feedback can change now. Well, I mean, the coordinators don't want to show that until the things start.
I mean, we've talked about it, and he's prepared for it. I mean, Mike understands that people are going to run at him when he's carrying out fakes, but I think that's the same thing for any quarterback. It's the same thing for RG3 too. So
what can you do to prevent those hits of your quarterback if you're crying out the fake and they're last game?
Well, they got to catch you first, right? So carry out your fake, run really fast.
Your first game in Oregon didn't go the way you want. You still had a terrific season. Did that experience all the turbulence that went around?
Appreciate
that?
You bringing it up.
But did that help you prepare and become a better coach?
I think any game you play, whether you win or lose, there's no, you know, I don't think when you win you say, hey, we didn't learn anything from it. I think you can learn from games that you win and learn from games that you lose. You know, we played a quality opponent that was a really good football team, really well-coached team, but I mean
the turbulence that went, you know, the punch and all that other business.
It just happens. I think we're all a byproduct of our experience. So did we learn from it? Yeah, we learned from it. But, you know, do I want someone for that to happen again in this game? I hope not.
How's the difference between 61 downs as opposed to the way you had it from
Comanche? Just trying to regulate the group work, you know, so how do we get offense and the amount of reps and who's on scout squad and, you know, giving us those looks, and then we flip it over, and our two, so to speak, and practice squad players have to be able to give our defense the proper look. We do a little bit of ones versus ones, you know, and make sure we can get up to speed, but we're monitoring everybody's reps so that, you know, the biggest guys that you're concerned with is you're always going to get your – everybody understands that one's offense and the one defense are going to get work, but the guys you have to really take note of is the two offense and how many reps are they in for, you know. So guys that have to play in games but all of a sudden gave 65 scout looks, you know, but they also still have to play and did every rep in special teams and all those other things. I think we're real conscious of that. So we've got a pretty good plan in place to make sure we monitor that for all of our guys. So
you spent the last
whoa. I mean, what's this moving? I mean, you were over here?
You spent the last 8 months.
Did you carry out your fake? See, I didn't even see it.
Are you signed yet?
There you go. I don't know about that, but
I didn't go to Oregon.
That's okay.
You spent the last 8 months.
Couldn't get in, or what's that? Okay. Shot fired, shot answered. I mean, we can keep going. So
you spent the last 8 months answering questions about the team that you said you didn't know much about. Now that you're through the preseason, you've got your 53. What are your expectations for this team?
Our expectations is to go out and compete hard and play and win a football game. Thanks.
Do you guys have a little bit of an advantage just because, you know, it's the first game, they haven't seen you guys on film, you know, with you?
I don't look at it that way. I know you're going against Mike Shanahan, who's one of the really, really good football coaches in the history of this league. So if we sit there thinking in our meeting rooms that, hey, we're going to try to pull a fast one or all that other stuff, that's not, you know, we're just trying to go out there and put the best plan in place based upon the 46 players we got available, and that's how we look at it and think about it. So
it's probably safe to assume that
it's never safe to assume, just in general. So
okay. But you guys probably didn't show as much in the preseason as you've been showing.
No, but neither did they. I mean, look at what they did defensively. They were pretty vanilla in what they did. So I think everybody, that's kind of an MO for everybody in this league. So
in putting together at 53, what consideration did you pay to what Mel and Matthews did for you in the
round? None. It's about special teams. Every backup player on this team, and we've said it since day one, there's three ways to make this football team. Special teams, special teams, special teams. So it's where did they contribute from a special teams factor. So if you're going to be the fourth or fifth receiver, and right now that's Damaris and Jeff, is the value that they have to Coach Phipp and our special teams. And it's the same thing. Why do we keep three inside linebackers as opposed to backup inside linebackers as opposed to one backup outside linebacker? It's how those three players contribute on special teams, and that's kind of where it was. That's why we made the move to get Goody from Tampa Bay. It's the same thing. You know, when you think about it, you stand out there on Sundays or for us on Mondays with 46 players, you know, with your starters not really contributing a ton on special teams because they got to play X amount of snaps offensively and defensively, those guys got to go. And in the special teams consideration at times outweighs their production as a backup linebacker or a backup wide receiver because, you know, how are they contributing in the game? They're contributing as a special teams player. So all of our decisions were based on special teams when it came to backup guys.
James Casey, is he going to practice today?
Can that help you at all to kind of build what you're trying to do here?
If we were going to sing the Oregon fight song, it would, but besides that, I mean, I'm familiar with them and I know what they do, but I know what Jeff can do as a special teams player. I know what Casey can do as a special teams player. You know, I was with Pat for a year, you know, but, you know, Isaac Remington's a kid that we brought in. We moved him to the offensive line just before we released him. The other guys we released in the offensive line aren't practice squad eligible, so we think he's got an upside as a offensive lineman, and we're going to take a look and see what he can do. But we also, with Dennis Kelly out, we only got 9 bodies in here for an offensive line, so we had to get at least a 10th guy in here, so we were too deep from a practice standpoint. So
on that note, is Kelly definitely out for?
Yeah, Dennis is the one guy. Haven't got the final on that, but I would imagine, I don't think he's going to be able to get cleared, but he's got another meeting with the doctor later in the week.
James Casey's
back.
He's back.
Yep.
Okay. Brandon Boykin starting the season at just the nickel corner.
Yeah. Kerry Williams and Fletch will start at the outside corners, and Brandon will be the nickel right now.
You got three good running backs out there. I guess Shady will get most of the rest. But are you looking to utilize all three with Bryce Brown and Chris Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I think all three of those guys certainly have proved the ability to play. But it also just depends on how the game's going. So, you know, how many reps we get in offensively, you know, I have no issue with, you know, if Bryce is in there on the fifth play of the game. If LaShawn just had 4 runs in a row and the fifth one may be a 20-yarder and he's tired, then we got to get Bryce in the game. And it's the same thing. But I think we've got confidence as a staff in all three of those guys. So
you said that we don't care who starts, that, you know, it's who gets the reps and who plays and so forth. Players do care who starts. And how do you get that feeling into that locker room that
I don't think they do. I think our guys want to play. And so if you ask me the question, I think it was the same with you. Do you want to play the first play of the game, or do you want to play the next 60 of the game? You know, so the bottom line is they want to play. So I don't think the starting thing is the big thing, and that's what I mean when I say that. Do you play the first play of the game? You know, are we going to open up the game with 2 running backs, 1 tight end, and 2 receivers? I don't think Jason Avant's going to be, oh, my God, I didn't start. You know, by the end of the game, Jason Avant's going to play a lot of snaps for us. So that's what I mean when I say who actually starts the game. It's how much do you actually play and how many reps do you get within the game. So.